Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. I love reading through these reviews that you send me on Apple Podcasts. This one is a 5-star. It says, it's from Mira Brooklyn. I love your stories. When I can't watch my iPad, I listen to you and I'm 6.5 years old. That's awesome. Yeah, stories can be an awesome thing to do, to just use your imagination while you're playing or in the car or maybe getting ready for bed. Well, friends, are you ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. One day, far, far away in the middle of pitch black dark space, lived a group of space pirates. Yeah, space pirates. You know, these were actually good space pirates, but they had a very important job. Their job was to protect all of space from asteroids that were cruising around and making sure that they wouldn't crash into anything that would cause too much damage.
All right, today we have several asteroids that are on our schedule. We have to make sure one doesn't crash into the moon and Mars and, oh dear, there's one headed to planet Earth.
Okay, okay, boss, but how are we gonna do that if there's 3 asteroids and only 2 of us in 1 jetpack? The math doesn't add up on that.
Wait one second. You mean there's only 2 of us now? What happened to Roger?
Well, Roger, he went on vacation and I think he's in Jupiter.
Well, I'm gonna need you to get to planet Earth and get yourself another jetpack. I'll use this one to get the 2. Then you'll need to stop the 1 asteroid before it crashes into Earth.
You mean Earth?
Oh, yes, Earth.
You see, these pirates, I guess, you know, Roger, he's on vacation in Jupiter, and so it's only these 2 that have to protect all of space and all of its asteroids. It looks like 2 are headed to one's to the moon and one's to the Mars and one to Earth, and they only have 1 jetpack. Oh, dear. So Pete the pirate, he started on a voyage to planet Earth. He had never actually been to Earth. He was a little nervous because he had always heard that pirates don't, you know, most people don't really like pirates on planet Earth. So he was a little nervous about asking for some help. But he was going to be in for a big surprise when a very unsuspecting helper would help him get a jetpack. Meanwhile, down on planet Earth, Simon was playing with some friends at a lake near his house. They were doing cannonballs off the pier into the water. 1, 2, 3, splash! That was awesome, Simon! Shouted his friends. They were having such a great day that day. It was pretty hot outside, and so it was a perfect day to spend at the lake doing cannonballs into the water. But pretty soon, there was gonna be a cannonball unlike they'd ever seen before. As Simon pulled himself up back on the dock of the lake, he looked around and...
Wait a second, guys! What's that coming from the clouds? Is that an asteroid?
Everybody, take cover! Simon and all of his friends dropped to their knees and protected their heads with their arms as all of a sudden there was a ginormous explosion! Well, a giant splash in the lake. Water went flying everywhere, completely dousing them on the dock, and they all screamed in terror.
Ah! What's going on?
Shouted Simon.
We gotta get out of here,
yelled his friends as they started running down the dock towards shore. Simon turned around to see what had happened and heard someone calling for help.
Help me! Has somebody help me? What is all this wet stuff all over me? Help!
I'm coming!
Shouted Simon as he dove into the water and swam to that person who needed help.
thank you. Can you just help me? Okay.
Don't worry. You're safe. I have you now and I'll just take you to shore.
Okay. I don't feel my nose and I think I'm going to take a little nap.
Don't fall asleep on me.
Oh, dear. Simon kept swimming this
person all the way to shore. Finally, they washed up on the beach, and that is when Simon realized that it was a pirate.
Holy smokes! How did a pirate just... Where did you come from?
Simon was a little confused, and I would be too if all of a sudden a real pirate just showed up in the middle of a lake. I don't think that's where pirates usually like to hang out. But this pirate had somehow crashed into this water and was now snoring, and Simon didn't exactly know what to do.
Arrrr.
You should probably wake up now. Simon said as he shook the shoulders.
Arr, who's doing that? Oh, hello there?
Boys! Okay, please don't hurt me, pirate. My name's Simon, and I just helped save you. I pulled you out of the lake.
Oh, wow, thank you. Yes, thank you for doing that. I couldn't have done it without you. But, you see, I'm here because I'm here to save planet Earth from an asteroid that's crashing.
You're what? Said Simon with a blank look on his face.
Yes, I know. I'm a space pirate, and I was sent here because I need a jetpack. It's kind of complicated, but anyway, do you know how I can get a jetpack?
Simon's eyes were very large as he was very surprised and didn't exactly know how to answer that. Wait a second. You said you're a space pirate? Like, you're actually from space? I didn't know there are space pirates. Like... Wait a second, are you here to steal things or explain yourself? Said Simon.
Oh, no, we're not the stealing kind of pirates, we're the protecting pirates. Just call me Protector Pete.
Oh, that's a pretty cool name, Protector Pete. All right, Protector Pete, so you need a jetpack. I can get you one of those. All right, come with me. Simon led Protector Pete the pirate on a trail that was headed towards HQ. Simon was on the spy team, and they were always looking for new members to the spy team. And he didn't ever remember hearing about any pirates on the space team's force. So maybe this would work out.
So you mean to tell me that all the asteroids in space, you and the other space pirates make sure that they don't crash into anything super damaging?
Wow, yes, you got everything absolutely perfect. That's exactly what we do. And yeah, I was sent here because one of the other space pirates, he's on vacation at Jupiter.
Vacation on Jupiter? Said Simon. We always just come to the lake on vacation. I've never been to another planet.
Yeah, that's a part of being in space. There's not many good vacation spots, but Jupiter's great this time of year.
Okay, we're almost to HQ, said Simon. Once we get there and you explain everything, I'm sure they'll be able to get you what you need. And that's exactly what happened. As Simon introduced the space pirate to HQ, HQ was able to get him a beautiful brand new jetpack, which is what he needed to save the day in space and to save planet Earth from a giant crashing asteroid. But that is a story for another time. A story of many more space pirates and adventures as they save us all from crashing asteroids. The end.
Hey friends, I need your help celebrating a birthday. Drum roll, please. Happy birthday, Pico de la Cruz, who's turning 5 years old. He is a very fancy and professional dancer. Holy smokes. And his favorite violinist is... I don't know how to say this. Jessica Ifez. I'm so sorry. I'm sure it's a very famous violinist, but you are far more intelligent than myself. And he designs the world's most amazing paper airplanes. Wow, Pico de la Cruz. I'm so glad we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy 5th birthday. Whew, friends. Well, I hope you all have a super duper day, and I'll see you on our next adventure. Bye.